Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, where you get life-changing affirmations for the abundance you truly deserve. Welcome to new listeners. Welcome back to returning listeners. This episode is on the topic of self-image and managing social media comparisons. Many of you have written in explaining what you're going through when it comes to self-image and the things you do when you see people in social media and the impact it has on how you feel about yourself. Here's a couple of them. Hi, Josie. This is Cheryl. Just wanted to say your podcast has made a significant improvement in my life. I listen to the episodes throughout my day, and I love how there are so many topics that are up there. I would love an episode on accepting your physical appearance, as I often feel insecure about the way I look. I target the blemishes on my face or the physical features like my eyes, my nose, etc. I also keep comparing myself to how pretty or not other girls are, and this leads to a low mood. This is an area that has been holding me back in life, and I think an episode that addresses physical appearance and has affirmations for accepting and improving physical appearance would really help me and other people. Other than that, thank you for all that you do. Really love and enjoy your podcast. Another one. Hi, Josie. Thank you so much for your podcast. I just found you and it's so wonderful. It's been really helping me. I've struggled all my life with low self-esteem and just began healing my childhood wounds, and this has helped so much. Could you help with a podcast on how to not compare yourself with others on social media? Now it's so easy to look at others and compare ourselves and put myself down. I don't want to do it anymore. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question. Have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time, maybe what you need, or recharging alone, maybe what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule, and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today. And now here's affirmations and positive self-talk for self-image and social media comparisons. I can be so tough on myself when I look in the mirror. I can see myself as ugly, imperfect, inferior. It's not really in me to look at myself and say positive things. For whatever reason, I enjoy focusing on my blemishes, areas I wish I could improve, and parts of me I wish I wasn't born with. But today, I'm ready to make a turn. I'm ready to do life differently. I'm ready to transform how I see myself. I can look in the mirror and express gratitude for the person I see, the person who has survived hard times, the person who has learned hard lessons, the person who has worked so hard to get to where I am today. And so when I catch myself saying negative, shaming things, I reset this. Those damaging voices from childhood, I confirm that I am now in adulthood. Those are voices of old self-talk, and I'm now in new self-talk. My inner critic doesn't have controlling power here. Yes, there are things that I would like to change about myself. Yes, there are things I want to improve about myself. And yeah, there's times I still get caught up in old ways of thinking. But I'm not stuck. I am focused, motivated, and determined to say good things about myself, to say nice things about myself, to accept and embrace all that I am right here and right now. Comparisons are everywhere if I want to go and hang out with them. I see people on social media, and it can make me feel inferior. My brain gets tricked into thinking that what they've posted is the whole picture. So I declare, this isn't the whole picture. I am confirming, this isn't the full picture. And I am clear in my understanding that this isn't a complete picture. It is an image, and that image isn't going to define my self-image. There really is no comparison. That image, in different lighting, in a different angle, with a different filter, would look different. Nothing here is comparing apples to apples. And over and above that, I'm not in a race. I am not in a competition. And I am not doing this anymore. I'm on my unique path. I am on my unique journey. I am creating my own happiness. I am creating my own self-image. Life has its seasons, and as I learn and grow, I change. In this season, my self-image is changing. I let go of loving myself only if. I let go of loving myself when I finally. I let go of loving myself after I. I love myself here and now. I accept myself. I embrace what is. I let go of rejecting myself. I let go of hating myself. I let go of criticizing myself. It's not the smoothest road to feeling comfortable in my own skin, but I am taking this road and letting go of old judgments, saying goodbye to insecurity, and detaching from all the self-criticism. I now see myself through eyes of love. I see myself through eyes of compassion. I look at myself through the eyes of friendship. I am good to myself. I am worthy just as I am. All I am right now is enough. I am me, and I am free to love what I see. I am also free to express that love anytime I look at myself. And even in the areas I don't totally know and understand myself yet, I accept I'm still evolving. I'm learning to let go of society's standards, to not care what people think, to be more hungry for truth than I am for validation. The true me is who I stay connected to. I am good to myself. I am more than worthy, just as I am. I am more than enough. I am me. I am free to be myself. I am free to love myself. I'm free to love who I see. Yes, I'm free to love the person I see. That is my gift for you today. I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day, but not just that. What kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the AquaTrue purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use AquaTrue for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog. that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift, too, for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the AquaTrue purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com, that's AQUATRU.com, and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to AquaTrue for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it, but if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code AFFIRMATION to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AIRDOCTORPRO.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today. You can listen to this episode and all episodes of Affirmation Pod in the Affirmation Pod app, which is available at affirmationpodapp.com. That's affirmationpodapp.com. It's also where you can sign up for premium access, which gives you all the episodes of Affirmation Pod without ads, without announcements, plus bonus episodes and bonus playlists. And now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.